from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Shoot, yeah, welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Time now for a C-Note. Cowboys news of the evening here on the Fan, home of the Cowboys, and we're going to give you some star up, star down from the game, discuss some players who are looking pretty good for this Cowboys football team. Segment, of course, brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident, it's not your fault. Call the Frankels for a free consultation. 214-817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today. Carsforkids.org. Brian's an Oxnard. You looked at this film, Brian?
I have. Can I ask Woolchuck a question real quick?
Let's do it.
Real quick, Woolchuck.
Yep.
Izzy, Hall, Booth. You can only keep one. Who you keeping?
Hall.
Are you?
Yeah.
Can you give me a reason?
I like his ability to play inside, and I feel like he can still play outside. I think it's a rarity.
Who's Hall?
Kimon Hall,
who
had the pick six.
Yeah, 43.
He is a North Texas guy. Okay, I will admit there might be a slight bias there. But, I mean, Booth did impress me with the tackling stuff. And,
sure.
and the stat that Bobby put out there was incredible. I mean, the way he bounces back, gives up that deep ball. But I think Izzy, I don't know where they want to play him right now. And to me, I think Hall's young. I think there's upside there. And it's rare to find a guy that you feel confident that can kick inside and play the slot at a high level.
Hall played the most snaps of anybody on defense the other day. Well, as far as the secondary guys. But McQuamu had the better metrics of those guys that I mentioned.
Very nice.
I mean, when if you look at – but the thing about – the thing you would say about Izzy is McQuamu was that, okay, he could play slot and he could play safety and he could play corner. Mm-hmm. But you could kind of take the safety part out of it now because you got enough safeties. You don't need another safety.
Yeah. Redundant there.
So you have to think about, though, okay, who can help you probably on the outside more? I mean, we've seen Hall primarily play all inside stuff. So, I wonder what they're thinking. But if you look at the metrics of how the game broke down, where, the number of coverage snaps and number of targets and number of receptions, they were 0-for-4 throwing the ball at Izzy in that football game the other day.
We have some stock up, stock down here for you, Brian. I was wondering if we could start here with Cooper Beebe. Blogging the Boys gave him stock up. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, stock up. I mean, he's gotten better at the awareness aspect of the game. In the Rams game, they ran a twist stunt that he was a little late to adjust. This time around, much better with the awareness, keeping the head on the swivel. The one thing that I did see bad that he was able to improve in the second time it happened to him in the game was second-level block, he goes out in an angle where he goes where the guy was and not where the guy's going to end up. Hmm. And then the next time around, he's like, uh-uh, you're not going to fool me this time. So then he gets second level, and then the guy, he makes contact there and gets his block. So there's been improvement with him, with his ability, the combo blocks when he was working – with Bass and those guys, you know, Awesome Richards, they were getting some movement in those down linemen for the Raiders, and then getting a guy up, and that's how you're able to run the football. You get a guy up second level, you can do a lot of good things running the ball.
Okay, let's work our way backwards from the draft here and go to round two, where Marshawn Nealon at defensive end, would you give him a stock up?
Yeah, I'd give him a stock up. Really, the run aspect of him when he plays, you know, the one tackle, they call it a stuff. He played down the line of scrimmage. He kept his outside arm free and then squeezed it. And then he was able to make the play right there. He's a tough guy to run on. The pass rush stuff is coming around. He's doing a little bit better job of getting, whether he's on the left or right. If he's on the right side of the defense rush, he's doing a better job of getting his left shoulder underneath the blocker. But he's got to work on closing the angle a little bit quicker, but he's getting better at it overall.
Did Tyler Guyton play?
Tyler Guyton played quite well. Yeah, nice. And the problem with Tyler Guyton, man, we're doing Krusty's Corner here right now is what we're doing.
I'll move on.
I could talk about other things. The thing about with Tyler Guyton is his hands. I guarantee you when Duke Manyweather, when he looks at the film, when he watches and he talks to Tyler about his hands, that's the number one thing. Pro Football Focus, I had him as one of the, you know, one of the top linemen, rookie linemen. And so that's really cool. But he's got to get better with his hands. Like, he's playing against guys that he can get away with it. When his hands go outside, and I got several clips I could show you guys down the road, but when his hands get outside the framework, he gets knocked back, and then, but he's good enough of an athlete to recover, because what he'll try and do is he'll try and butt a guy. He'll take his head and drop it and hit a guy in the head with head and then turn and try and grab the guy and then reset his hands. Man, if he wasn't such a good athlete, he would put himself in some terrible pass blocking positions just because of his hand placement.
But he's so damn strong once he gets a hold of you. I mean, his finishing ability
has
been on display.
He could be off balance. He could be off balance. He could be off balance, get on balance, and then keep on balance as he's working through the block. It's really impressive how he's able to play that way. Hands are bad, though.
Yeah. Cowboys know how to find him, though.
Yep.
Do you think it's easy to clean up the hands or hard?
Man, I think Duke is going to – Duke and others, Solari, who, you know, everybody who works with him, who he trusts and talks, Duke's going to see the tape and give him some pointers. But his way, instead of punch and sit, his way is butt outside, then inside with his hands. He's gonna play some guys that are going to swim him. There's a couple of different times where in the Rams game and then also the Rams scrimmage – and then the game the other night where he gets swum because he gets over the tops of his feet and then he can't recover back, like, you know, like he gets too far over his feet and it throws him off balance.
Is it legal to throw a knee to, like, the solar plexus?
Man, I've seen some. I think they'll call you for tripping for doing that.
Yeah, I don't think I was tackled.
Yeah, they call tripping for you on that. If you throw any type of a leg, really? Leg whip or something, yeah, they're going to call tripping.
Well, that'd be a trip where your leg is going out fully extended. You know, I wonder.
I've seen guys do the spinning back kick to trip guys up that way too. You know,
but that's a real talent.
Yeah, it's a real talent for sure.
Okay, let's jump over here to NBC Sports. We go to Patrick Doherty, who posted some NFL GM rankings. I was shocked that the Cowboys haven't made the NFC title game in 30 years, and they say they have the ninth best front office. Yeah. Isn't that bizarre? Like, what are we prioritizing here? Hitting on first round picks? Being able to build a roster, or actually knowing what it takes to win the Super Bowl, that's crazy to me.
Kind of look at it as maybe they're kind of giving Will McClay a little bit of foot
draft. He's good at his job. And if he was the guy setting the philosophy.
They weren't worth a damn 2 years ago drafting. But they, like, Will came back in the room or somebody. Yeah, I mean, they were not good
this year.
Yeah, it looks like a big win so far this year. Really does.
I mean, okay, so you go through let's go with the teams ahead of the Cowboys here. Yeah. And I bet what we're going to find is postseason success. And then they get the Cowboys at 9. It's like, well, drafting players.
Yeah.
Andy Reid, Chiefs, of course, Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch with the Niners. Howie Roseman with the Eagles coming in at 3.
You love when Howie Roseman gets credit like that, don't you?
I mean, it dunks all over the Cowboys,
it does.
And I think he's showing that even if you don't draft as good as the Cowboys, you can totally kick their ass if you're constantly working for trades, free agency, and you know how to manage the cap. Actually, managing the cap, I think, is the Cowboys' biggest flaw. Sean McVay and Les Snead with the Rams, of course. Eric DaCosta with the Ravens coming in at 5. I don't know about that one. Brad Holmes.
Pretty good team, though. They got a pretty good team there. Over the years, they've been.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
They've had the same coach for it seems like ever now, but they've got some consistency there.
But it was Ozzie Newsome that won the Super Bowls, right?
That is true.
Yes.
DaCosta was on the staff with him, though. Okay. Yeah. So yeah.
Brad Holmes with the Lions
getting better there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Got a great coach too.
I mean the Ben Johnson hire, the drafting, they've kind of
turned it around.
Yeah. And now maybe you look at the Lions as not a team that's haunted by organizational failures for decades, but one that's changed their culture.
Matt Millen's.
Yeah. No doubt.
Brandon Bean with the Bills.
Okay.
You know, I think he belongs. It's Patrick Mahomes that's their biggest obstacle to glory.
Yeah. I think the thing with Bean is pretty interesting. He might have lost his window.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Last year, I think was their chance.
He might have lost.
KC at home.
We'll see how good of a GM he is now because he's gonna have to rebuild his team.
I think that's why they changed. What was it? OCs like midseason, even though they were performing.
Ken Dorsey,
statistically.
They said, get.
And then Brian Gutekunst.
Brian Gutekunst.
Gutekunst.
Okay. Yeah. Brian's kind of a guy that flies under the radar, you know, that doesn't have an ownership that he has to work under. But he's a good guy as far as, like I say, he'll try and sign his own and draft. That's something really, really big for him, too.
Your former intern in Green Bay, now with the Seahawks, John Schneider, is in the spot immediately after the Cowboys. And I don't know how he's trailing the Jones boys, but he is. I mean,
he'll have some crazy-ass drafts, too, every once in a while.
See, he drafts not the best.
Yep.
But they've managed to now build a playoff team.
Right.
Find a good enough bridge quarterback till they can draft one.
He's done that.
That roster's damn good.
Yeah.
That roster can go up against everyone in the NFL. They just need to find a quarterback that legitimately can win them a serious game.
And, you know, you roll from the Pete Carroll era and you know, name a good head coach in Mike McDonald, who is, giving you that guiding hand. All right.
Who's low here is Nick Caserio of the Texans. Don't you think that guy should be getting a little bit more love right now? Like, that's an organization that's completely
turned around. That was a dumpster fire under the butt chin guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The little butt chin.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, Nick Caserio is a hire that not a lot of people liked.
Yep.
So maybe it's somebody that was anti-Caserio and doesn't think that he deserves the credit, you know. So, hopefully the Cowboys can get this right and actually deserve a top 10 ranking next year. Okay, the corner brought to you by Dallas College. Your future begins here, Brian. Where are you taking it?
Yeah, Dawson's going to continue to ask me about players, and I'm going to tell you if they were any good or not. We'll do that next.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.